Blue Collar Comfort Solutions, this is Richard.
Oh, hi, Richard. Yes, my name is Toby. I hope you're having a good day so far.
So far, so good.
All right, that's wonderful. So I'm actually calling to speak to the owner of the business or the person who handles the advertising or online listings. Is that you by any chance?
I'm the owner, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, wonderful. So I'm so sorry, I won't take too much of your time. I work with Local Splash. We are a data service provider to Google, Yelp, and Facebook. Basically, what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords in your area. You have used Google to search for services before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So, well, you do know that when you do a search, right, there is that map of the local area. And above that map is a section called the local service ads or the Google guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. That's one of the places we would be listing you. So the reason you are getting this call today is because one of those first page positions became available in your area, and we are assigned to that area today. So we are calling through to, you know, fill in the open position. And Google's rule basically is we can only work with one business per position. So once that position is filled today, we basically stop all the calls coming to that area, and we will not be accepting any additional companies coming in. Although I would like to ask, though, how is business booming at the moment? You know, do you get lots of calls from Yelp?
No, not so much from Yelp or, okay, or Angie's or anything like that. I don't tend to go that route. I'm a one-man operation. Doesn't take much to really keep us going. And we rely on solely word of mouth. That's how we get the majority of our business is word of mouth.
Okay. But I'm sure you could handle a bit more business if it came in consistently, right?
Yeah, I could. Absolutely. Okay. It just depends on, you know, what the fees are. Cause I am so tired of just wasting my money with lead services and stuff like that and all of that. I'm burnt out. I'm tired of spending money. So.
Understandable. Okay, but if you don't mind, you know, let me just try and just get everything sorted out for you right now. So I would like to ask, though, how far would you say you are willing to travel for
about 30
clients?
35 miles.
35 miles, okay. And are you licensed and insured?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And how long have you had your license for?
Since July of 25.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a website as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's good. Okay. So you mentioned that you are not fully using the Yelp listing at the moment?
No, I don't really use too many of that. I only turn to that on the slow days, but like I said, it doesn't take much to really keep me busy. I'm just a one-man operation.
Okay, so basically once we find an eligible business, you know, we basically stop the calls to that, your area. So if you don't mind me asking, if we could generate more business for you and get you the results you are looking for, you would consider moving forward with us today. Is that fine?
Yeah, I mean, it just all depends. Like I said, fees are important. I don't like paying more money than what I'm getting in return. And that's kind of where I've been with Angie's. And however, my wife and I run this business together. She is the title manager. I'm the owner. She handles everything when it comes to, you know, advertising and bookkeeping and all that stuff. And I just do all the field work. So what I usually say to everybody who calls, you know, with offers, is if you can follow up with me on a Friday, even tomorrow would be ideal, because then me and her are usually together on Fridays, so I don't have to relay any information over to her make it inconvenience for you.
Oh, okay, understandable. Okay, so let me just confirm though. Are you able to make like the final purchasing decision on behalf of the company?
Yes, but I don't make any decisions when it comes to finances without talking
without
it over
her.
With my wife, because she's the brains of the operation and I'm just the muscles.
Okay.
So usually I honestly won't tell you today yes or no because I haven't talked to her about it. So
yes, definitely.
So if what I usually say is if you guys can follow up with those on even tomorrow would work because me and her will be together. If we're not at the office, then we're in the truck together running calls. So then it would be a good time for you to call because you would catch us both.
Okay, so you know what I'm going to do? So I will grab my director. He will be able to just give you a little bit more about what we are offering. And so probably from there, it would be a lot easier. Is that fine?
Well, yeah, that's not really necessary today because I'm in the middle of a job right now and I'm with a customer. So I really don't want to take up too much of his time. So if you guys could just follow up with me tomorrow, we will talk more about it.
Okay, Ben. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Well, you have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.